ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
All right, it's been a week, but we are back with Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip?
You got the dog.
Bo. All right, gentlemen, it's been so long since I've seen you guys.
It's been a week, 2 weeks.
Longest week of my life.
Well, you know, people are kind of busier nowadays, and, you know, it's just longer days for some of us.
Got that new job?
New job. Crazy story about the new job today. So I'm coming back from Melbourne, which is the other coast, and as you know, I'm allergic to bees, right? So I'm driving, windows down, smoke a cigarette, and I kind of heard something go past my ear. And I was like, there's no way. This isn't happening. And then I hear in the back, and I'm like, that better have been a piece of copper or something. So I finish my cigarette, roll up my windows, driving, and I see something fly and land on my window. And I look to my passenger window as I'm going 80 miles an hour on I-4, and it's a bee. Inside the van with me.
Oh, dude.
And I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. And I, like, go to hit the windows down. The doors are locked and the lights are blinking. And I finally get the window down. But I have, like, conduit and stuff there. So I never saw him leave. But I know he's not on the seat. He's not flying around. That window's down. I had to ride with the windows down from pretty much Orlando all the way home just to make sure he had no chance
of
flying.
That was a bad day.
Why are you so scared of a bee?
Because he got stung by a bee, and you didn't know that you were allergic until that day, right?
Until that day, I had to go to the hospital. They gave me, you know, the whatever for it, and they gave me an EpiPen, but the doctor was very specific. He said, if I get stung again, I have to jam this thing in my leg and make my way to the emergency room, because now that my body knows I'm allergic, it could be twice or three times as bad. And he's like,
oh, I didn't know that.
He's like, your throat could seize up. He's like, I don't know what can happen. Your eyes could puff out. He's like, there's so many different symptoms. It's just everybody's body's different. But Jim,
I think you freaked out our guy that day, because we didn't know. I mean, we thought you were just messing around.
Who, Josh?
Like, yeah, you're like,
no.
He was like, no, dude.
No,
serious.
That was the worst thing I've ever had to go through. And just the whole ride home, every little thing. Mm-hmm. I felt. I'm sitting there stomping the ground.
Yeah.
It's just like, I have no idea if he was still in there or not.
Really? Well, yeah. Sorry about your luck, man.
Sounds like a bad day. I made it home. I'm safe. Everything's fine. Fuck that bee.
What are you doing over there, dog?
Just putting your teams together.
Oh, from your deal. Okay. So, gentlemen, Bucks. I want to start with the Bucks tonight. We can talk Lightning. I know we got spring training with the Rays, but Bucks, big day today. Chris Godwin.
It was the last day to franchise somebody. That David signing was kind of that was like an icing on the cake kind of deal for today.
That was huge.
It almost felt like we won something.
Chris Godwin cost us $16.5 million for next year. 100% worth it.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Can't without a doubt. I think he did the smart thing of just staying here another year, getting that experience and having another shot.
54 got what? 2 years, 25 mil?
2 years, 25, 20 guaranteed, and then they have money to spread out the bonuses, so like it doesn't really affect the cap that much this year.
What if Godwin has a huge season, goes test free agency next year, right, and gets even a bigger contract?
I think the kid's just naturally talented, man.
What, bigger he's than what he's going to make this year?
Yeah, like, because I know a lot of people, like, the Jets were high, the Jags were high. Like, there's a lot of teams that wanted him. And he said himself he doesn't want to go in a situation where he's going to be miserable for a few years.
Yeah.
So that had a lot to do, too. I think he's overall happy. I think he's happy. I think the Bucks are happy.
So we know those two are now off the free agency board. Let's talk about who's left on the board.
Sue, Barrett, Gronk.
Fournette. Suckup.
Brown, too, as well. Suckup, I think, is not – I mean, he's going to – I hope we re-sign him. If we don't, then –
I would think we would.
I want him. And Bradley Pinion, too. He's a free agent.
Antonio Brown, we want back.
I believe like guys like Tanner Hudson, Jack Ceasley. We did sign Pat O'Connor.
You saw that. We saw the four.
And then I think Steiny, the guy who came in for Kappa last year who got hurt, I think he's a free agent.
Kind of
the
guys that fly under the radar, but still valuable.
Yeah, they are.
So who do you think is not going to be wearing?
Out of all those, I strongly think Fournette, but I also something just tells me that Barrett's going to go.
Something tells me Barrett's gone. Hey, that guy, he wants his money. He deserves some money, but you got to say – because the defense that you were part of helped you get these stats, bud.
I mean, who knows? They could be working on a long-term deal. I did hear or see that they were working on a long-term deal for him. He might be happy here. He might want to hear.
I would think he seems happy here.
He might want to see what they offer him. Let's say it's 5 years. Let's say 72 mil. You know, let's say he goes and looks at other teams, and let's say they're doing 4 years, 64 mil, whatever it is. I mean, you got to.
I don't think he's gonna get signed for a while because you want to see free agency. I think starts what next Tuesday.
Yeah,
just see what everybody else is going after. But who? We just give our opinions, but they could be in the works right now. It's where they already know it's locked up and good to go.
Oh, we'll guarantee they're putting in work right now, and people are gonna want Barrett 100%. People are gonna want Fournette.
Yeah, and
I don't know. Not with his expense, I think he's gonna want too much.
But there's other running backs that are now free agents that are Chris Carson, Aaron Jones. I mean, there's some good backs out there that's gonna get thrown money a lot fatter check than Leonard Fournette.
And we do have Rojo. Still,
James White is a free agent.
Yeah. I mean, you still got Keyshawn Vaughn. That's a second-year player this year. You know, I want to see what he can do. And before we go, you know, throwing more money.
Fournette, man, he was a beast.
He got going. Yeah, but he got going in the playoffs. But like you know, before the playoffs, it was almost he wasn't even on the team.
Well, it was rocky. Remember?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what really happened? I mean, I don't know. I want
Antonio Brown back.
I'd love to have Brown back.
It sounds like Brady's, from all the rumors, is going after a 2-year extension, wants to play into 45. So, Gronk, a couple years. AB, a couple years.
Gronk's,
why not?
Gronk's playing with, as long as, well, I don't know. Gronk might just do one more year, but as long as
Brady's you think he's going to go play for another team?
No, not play for another team.
Oh, you think
just,
he's
just
hanging
shut up.
It down.
Yeah, just hanging up. But it's all, that guy just wants to have fun.
Which he's doing.
I'm here to block, baby.
Apparently, he just, what was it? He did something with digital sports cards or something like that. Yeah, Rob Gronkowski releasing rare digital trading cards.
I think I was hearing something on the radio the other day of how much these cards are going for nowadays because it's digital. So it's what, on your phone or something? Like,
I guess. Yeah, or just a digital. I mean,
I was hearing them. They were going for around $250,000 of certain. LeBron,
no way.
For certain LeBron James cards and stuff like that, because it's like they were describing it as the moment, like, and that game was a specific feat, a wide open dunk, sounds stupid, but that's instead of just being a card.
Yeah, because the thing with digital cards, you can take from any video that's ever been taken of LeBron James, you can take the baddest picture you can find.
Yeah, I didn't catch too much on it, but it's kind of the new age of how they're trading cards.
I didn't know this.
What's that?
Johnny Damon got arrested.
Brought up Trump support during wild stop.
Yeah, he got a DUI in Orlando.
Did he?
I believe so.
Wow. Yep, Windermere, Florida.
Good for him. What?
Good for
Look
you.
Look at his smile on his face. He's
happy.
It ain't
going to
affect him when you get, like, you know, not
yeah,
saying go
it
get
it
one.
It does,
oh, they arrested
no,
his
it doesn't
lady,
matter,
too?
Though. He has enough money to where he could have someone drive him, or at
exactly.
least take an Uber.
Exactly. That is the stupid thing.
Damon and his wife repeatedly talked about their support for cops, mentioning over and over Blue Lives Matter. Yeah, you were drunk off
it
your ass, Damon. Yeah.
That's her. That's his wife.
That's his wife. They were actually on that show. You ever watched the show Below Deck?
Yeah.
They were on that a couple times.
Not a bad show either.
Uh-uh. All right. So, other things about the Bucks that I wanted to go over here. I read the other day, I'm sure you guys probably saw it too, that there's three quarterbacks well, all of which that are now retired as of Breeze's end of the career last year.
He said he valued to take the league minimum or the veteran minimum so far.
Well, either way, Breeze, Favre, and Manning are the only quarterbacks in history to beat every NFL team.
Yep.
Okay. Now, obviously, Brady has the shot. The only team he hasn't beat is the Pats, and we are playing them this year. Hands down, he'll be on that.
Are you saying you wanted to go to the game?
I would love to go.
Why don't we go to the game?
I think, is it here? Or
no,
it's in Foxborough.
It's in Foxborough. It's in New England.
It would be an easy sell for me in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd want to go.
By the way, I asked Trey to sit in tonight on the Lightning and try and give us, maybe a 2-3 minute update to what's going on in the Lightning. Mm-hmm. You know, he loves hockey. He's 13 years old, blah, blah, blah.
He's 13? I can't.
Well, he's 12. He's about to be 13.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. I knew he wasn't
13. He's going along with it.
he asked me what his salary would be. So, what are you thinking?
Like,
for him to do our lightning
for him
report?
To do a lightning update. Yeah, he's our lightning reporter.
I would say, hey, man, you like playing hockey? You like me paying for those league fees and buying you all his equipment?
You like Wi-Fi?
Yeah. You like food?
I mean, can you tell him we need a trial run to see where we can
Absolutely.
Judge him at?
Absolutely.
I would say he could internship.
Yes.
See?
He could be a $25 two-minute guy. Or he could be you're mowing the grass.
He might have to pay. I was just gonna say he might
cut
have to
the
pay
grass.
Or mow the grass.
Mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the ball is in his court.
I agree. So I'll bring that up to him.
Or should 100%. I say the puck?
What about JJ Watt signing? By the way.
I mean, I get
that
it.
Defense better.
I get it. Yeah.
That defense is gonna be a little bit better this year.
I get it, but dude.
Who are the big names on that defense?
You got
Pat Peters. No, yeah, Pat Peters.
He's a free agent. You got Buddha.
I don't really follow the Cardinals.
They got another lineman. They got Buddha Baker. They got a lineman. Their linebacker is pretty decent. Anywho, I out of all teams, you choose to go to the Cardinals.
I know, right?
Like you probably could have helped Green Bay get over the hump. You probably could have had a lot. You could have had a lot of fun playing with your brother.
These
in
players
Pittsburgh.
Don't want to. If you see all these big name players that are making big bucks, they want to go places warm. I mean, all of them do.
Do you not want a ring?
But you can get a ring.
I don't think Dak wants a ring.
$160 million.
75 this year.
That's, bro. This guy
Hold
is
on,
not
he's
even
getting
close
$75 million this
to
year.
Worth that.
And a $66 million
Our buddy Apollo
bonus.
Thinks he's a top five quarterback.
Who does?
Our buddy Apollo thinks he's a top five quarterback.
How do you say that?
Highest paid.
I don't know.
Are we in agreement here?
To me,
top five highest paid. That's it. That's all he is.
To me, he's. I don't take him in the top 10.
Let me ask
I'm
you
I'm not
this.
Taking Justin Herbert over him.
All right, I'm going to throw out some names. You tell me which one you take. All right, I have. Let me go obvious first. Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott.
I'm going Patty.
Okay. Lamar Jackson.
Keep going.
Dak Prescott.
I'm going Lamar.
Okay.
That's a close one.
That's not close.
Let me go different. Daniel Jones.
Lamar, hold on.
Yeah.
You said that's not close.
Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott?
Lamar's got great numbers, but the thing with Lamar is he can't find a way to get over the hump just like Dak.
That he's what, 2-3 years in the league?
So what?
No. Lamar
would be dominant if he had that Dallas Cowboy front line, it would be ugly.
Okay. And that's the thing right there is okay. Dak never I mean, dude, I'm just saying.
Dak went 15
Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott.
Oh, Dak. I'm not taking Danny Dimes.
Really?
White Lightning?
Only 20 yards away from a wide open touchdown, tripped over his own
feet. Yeah, I'm not taking that guy.
Joe Burrow. Dak Prescott.
I'm taking Dak.
I'd probably ride with Burrow, man.
I'm taking Dak.
Carson Wentz. Dak Prescott.
Hold on. It depends on whose system he's in. If he's in that system that he was in when he had that great run with the Eagles and they won the Super Bowl, Wentz might do some things with his coach. This year.
Murray out in Arizona or Dak Prescott?
Murray.
Probably taking Dak.
Really? Okay.
Herbert? Justin Herbert.
That kid has a lot of, high ceiling. I mean.
Dak's coming off a torn, leg?
Yeah, no, it's an ankle and a foot. Yeah. I definitely don't. I don't think he's top five or top 10. He's probably middle of the pack for me.
I could see middle of the pack.
Yeah,
and that middle of the
pack,
Yeah, but we all know when it comes to the Cowboys, they have to win free agency. They don't win anything else.
Okay, well, let me throw this.
No,
out
that's
there.
How they win.
Let
it.
Me
they,
throw this out there.
They win it by signing Dak.
You have
stupid
Dak
contract.
Prescott say, going with the Cowboys front line, which is dominant. Okay.
Zeke,
all these. Now
Zeke is washed up.
Let's say you had the chance at a veteran quarterback that's proven that just has been with a system and not playing up to caliber, and you could have Matt Ryan or Dak Prescott.
Hold on.
Right now?
That?
You could have Matt Ryan or Dak Prescott. You could have a proven veteran that you know you can teach a system.
So I can have Matt Ryan with cap room and Dak Prescott with no cap room.
Exactly.
I'm taking Matt Ryan all day, right?
All day.
So we all agree Dak Prescott's contract is retarded.
I think everybody thinks it's retarded.
Yeah, I think it's...
That's just...
It's kind of disturbing. He's making like
it's sickening.
He's making like $280. He's making like $280 a second.
When did they make the playoffs last?
Who, the Cowboys? Last year, but the year before,
right?
They haven't won a playoff game. They won 13-3 that one year where they lost.
What
the
is
first
Jones
time.
Thinking, dude? Why is this kid
so
attractive?
Do it then, if he didn't do it then, he damn sure ain't gonna do it in the next 4 years. That salary cap is going to...
That's my question is, what is the team
Zeke got
thinking?
Paid, and they also, the $100 million of Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Come on. What do you got? Yeah. All your linemen are gone.
Your boy on the defense, he's getting paid some cheese.
Yeah. I don't even understand why this guy thinks he can come off asking for that kind of money.
I mean, you got next to nothing to fill in the rest of the team, and it's like...
They have one linebacker on defense, whatever that 55
is. What's that stud that's coming out, the quarterback? College,
Trevor Lawrence,
the guy from BYU,
Justin Field, or Josh.
I don't know. I can't remember
the
his
guy
name.
From BYU.
But I mean, Dak, like you said, hasn't proven that he's getting you there in all the years he's been here.
I mean, look at
he's had a top running back,
but look at the Cowboys. Look how they play when he's in the game. They have an offense. They were putting up 30+ points.
But you could have
an
offense with a hot shot.
It's not Dak's fault the Bears came back and beat him. He kept scoring. Their defense didn't do nothing. Their defense is horrible.
It's not like he's a blown up stats every game.
Well, he had stats in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so let's talk about the Vikings a few years ago when they were on, you know, they had the strongest defense. Yeah. Case Keenum was a quarterback. The next year they go out and they sign Kirk Cousins, right? They all that money, they lost some talent on the defensive side
So, that contract hurts.
Exactly. So it's not saying that I think the quarterback price is just going
way too high. Like,
way too high.
I think even everything Alex Smith's been through, he came back last year and took his team.
Oh, he's a game manager. 100%. I like me some Alex
Smith.
That
guy's worth some cheese. Not 160 million, but he's worth some cheese. Dak ain't worth that, man.
See, that's...
I think they should go back. No, not one player should make more than 20, 25 million a year.
And if you look, it's not like the Cowboy fans are like ecstatic right now, you know, that Dak's going to be their quarterback for that much money. Yeah. I mean, I'm not reading where like
the big thing, like, the Zach, overwhelming like, you know, majority. Zeke was somewhat good, but if you look at his numbers, it's on a steady decline. Every year he's lodging less and less yards per carries, and he doesn't look like the guy that can eat. I don't know if it's offensive line that's kind of disappeared over the years because they can't re-sign those guys.
Yeah, you can't
I think it has to do with everything, man. With going through a couple different quarterbacks, I mean, it's not easy to, you know, hit the hole off of two different quarterbacks going.
The old Billy Belichick's going after, didn't you?
Jimmy G.
Nope.
Who's that?
Fitzy.
Oh, Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic.
Wouldn't be a bad place.
That would be a great fit for Fitzmagic.
I don't think I would want that.
As a bad, he'd probably be a backup mentor.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean? Where's Cam going?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, Fitz, he'll probably outplay
him. Cam knows where he's going.
All right, other news here. I saw that. You see that? Look at this. Vanessa Bryant wins important legal battle. These dirty ass cops that took these pictures, at the scene and then shared them. That's sick, bro. People will do anything for some money.
Yep.
Just ask Bill.
Off other people's. I don't even know what you'd call it, but.
Yeah. They're paying 100%. That's disgusting. All right, so what else? Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking forward to fatherhood. Yep, I guess he's engaged now or something like that.
Yeah, well,
he finally shaved.
I think Brady's his father.
Yeah. Oh, speaking about Brady, did you see that he made the comment about how his niece, Maya Brady, is
she's hit a bomb.
She crushed that ball.
She did.
I didn't know she's
the best athlete in the Brady family. TB12.
Yeah, I didn't know that. What's this? Josh Jacobs crash closed and fine in community service, lawyer said.
Ouch, look at his head.
Yeah. Come on, Josh.
Yeah, I was telling you. You saw Johnny Manziel, Josh.
Gordon.
And there's another player in there, too.
They're playing on the Zippity Zaps for Bob Mayer.
This one kills me. Les Miles already got fired at Kansas. Done.
Because
apparently it came out. The allegations about the sexual misconduct. Did you read what the allegations were?
No.
All right. Here it is right here. Inappropriately massaging female students, requiring females in his football program to be attractive, and even driving one of the students to his condo and kissing them.
Wow.
Yeah, he's stepping out of the line.
Is he?
I mean, you don't where you sleep.
Whatever it is.
I mean, if you...
Is he married?
I don't know, but if you're... I mean, it's still though. I don't know. It's not... Some weird allegations right there, man.
It is. My question is if it just... Does anybody know if... Is he married?
I would assume so. I mean...
I don't know. No.
Touchy. I can tell by your guys' reactions to the touchy subject matter.
No,
let me give you a couple scenarios because I want to paint. He's not married, and the girls are over 18.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you want
to
do that, like I said,
like,
you don't.
Go
you don't,
out to the bar. Don't
yeah,
do that.
Exactly.
I understand. I'm not defending.
It doesn't
this
look
man.
Good. I don't know. I don't know as much into it, and it just doesn't already sound good to me from the outside looking in. I've heard about the little talks about it, but I haven't dug into.
If he's married, whatever. Okay.
I just say don't, you know, you sleep. And I'll end up, you
That'd
know.
That'd be a shitty bed.
Yeah, you'll end up smelling like it.
All right,
You're
real quick
fired.
Before we go to break, let's talk some hockey real quick.
As the Lightning just started.
The Lightning just started 0-0 right
now. Vazzy had a streak. I think it was 3 games, consecutive shutouts.
They jumped up. They're second in the league right now.
So it's funny.
2 points behind Toronto.
My buddy had the audacity to say this the other day. I think it was Saturday afternoon. Who are they playing Saturday afternoon?
Chicago.
Text me Saturday afternoon. Me, him, and my other buddy, we all have a group chat since, I don't know, a couple years. All we do is talk Rays, Lightning, and Bucks. He's like, Lightning losing and the Rays losing on the same day with a hand clap, like the sarcasm. And I'm like, so hold on.
Who's this dude?
My buddy Jesse.
Okay.
And I'm like, so hold on. So it's 2-0 in the first period. Pretty sure I called the other night when Victor Hedman scored that goal.
Yeah,
that I told
second,
you guys.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I told him we're going to win that game, and we did. First period's down 2-0 to them. And then I'm like, and then the Rays, like spring training, like I didn't even know they did wins and losses. That's like player development to get ready for the season. Like
they do wins and losses, so you know, in spring training.
I understand that, okay. But that's just for people that don't really see what spring training's for.
I think they're at 500, right? They're 4-4 right
yeah,
now.
They just,
but I know it's all about
players,
massaging your team, right? And figuring out who you're keeping, what you're doing.
Well, they kind of shortened the season, too. They're playing 7 innings till what I think is like a week before the season. And then they have the speed innings where if you throw more than 25 pitches, you can just end the inning right then and there.
I didn't know any of this. What, run that by
Hold
me
on.
Again?
Wait, what? Oh,
run
that's
that
just for
me?
Spring training?
Yeah, just for spring training.
Oh.
No, this
spring
is
training
just,
is they stop at 7.
They start stopping at 7 innings. They can play 9, but they can end the game at 7 because they're trying to just, you know.
If teams agree to.
Because there's literally at a spring training complex, you have the big guys on one field, but then there's 3 other fields that they have everybody going around. So there's constantly things going on.
Okay.
But now there's a thing with 25 pitches, and then the coach has a chance to call the inning if he wants. If it's getting out of hand or if he wants to see how the guys react, it's just kind of the – So you're not sitting there for 3.5 hours on a spring training game is all they're trying to do.
That actually sounds
it's
like a better way to play baseball.
It's kind of – well, they're not – they'll never do that in a regular season.
I wish.
You can't.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. You know what? I seen something that I should have sent it to you about baseball.
What's that?
About
Why
like,
is baseball awesome?
No, it was breaking it down how the pitcher's mound, the home plate is 60 feet 6 inches. A pitcher that's throwing 90 to 95 miles per hour – it's like 400 milliseconds from point A to point B.
Okay.
The human eye doesn't pick up after 100 milliseconds.
Okay.
So that ball has already traveled so far. Then you have your swing that's going
to
take it was like 225 milliseconds. Yeah, it just breaks it down how hard it is to hit a baseball coming, you know, 90, 95.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. They, you
it's
know,
the hardest
again,
thing to do in
sports. The toughest sport in the
did,
world.
Did you strike out on a tee?
Never. The toughest sport in the world, twice. Toughest sport in the world is still boxing is the number one. The toughest and hardest sport in the world, and hockey being number two. You know where baseball fell?
No, to no. hit a 95-mile-an-hour baseball
do you
is the
know
hardest
where,
thing to do in sports. The single hardest thing to do.
Do
not,
you know
not box
where
for 12
baseball
rounds.
Fell?
Yeah, it's probably down in the 60s, dude.
Roughly.
Yeah, cool.
That's what I'm saying.
No, baseball was the thing in the 2000s with the steroid era, and you could not knock that. It was.
Well, yeah, because everybody was wanting to see McGuire or Bonds, and
the balls were getting hit 500 feet.
Yeah, exactly. They were getting crushed. They were sending San Francisco Bay.
Look at Dog.
He gets so frustrated.
We can argue about this all day, but until you've seen 95 at the plate, you can't say that it's not harder.
I've seen 95 at the plate, son.
No.
Yeah.
Yard.
95 French fries.
I pointed.
Yeah, back to the dugout where you're about to shit.
All right, so spring training right now doesn't really mean crap with the record, but they are. They're
good news.
So we're Grapefruit League? Yeah, Grapefruit League 4-4. Okay.
It's going pretty good. I get to listen to him on my long drives throughout
the
work.
The kid, so Wander Franco, hit a bomb.
I don't think it landed yet.
How about that golfer? You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
370-some yards over water.
Oh,
that guy,
water, yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy crushed that ball.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Busch Latte 400 coming up. You guys could check it out on our
Where's
Instagram.
That race at, St. Louis?
We made a post of it.
Oh,
I think Kentucky or something like that.
The Busch Latte 400.
Well, Busch and NASCAR and Fox are going to finalize the name. There's four names left that they're going to choose, and the one I chose was Busch Latte 400.
I don't like the Bushy McBushy.
No, I think that's a joke.
Yeah.
There has been people, the farmers, for the farmers.
Farmers 400 isn't bad.
Yeah, that's a cool one. But I think Busch Latte 400 flows pretty good.
That's perfect. All right, anything else from you boys? Let's see here. You know, we talked about all that. Dak talked about all that. All right, anything else before the break from you guys?
I got some fun? Yeah, I got some Would You Rathers. So
Would You Rather?
And we got some Pick'ems for you guys' team. You got Chips.
Chips, you don't know shit. Yeah, that's coming back.
Chip doesn't know shit?
No, Chips, you don't know shit.
Chips is like what you eat. So whatever, Chips, are you, whatever you gotta are you plural about. People?
I mean, yes, I talk about myself that
chips.
Way.
Chips.
Yeah.
I like chips and cheese.
Chip says that this is going to be a great challenge to your knowledge. Because everything, let me just put to you this. Let me preempt. My trivia is about NFL stadiums.
All right.
Okay. Now, you've watched football all your life. You know what stadiums these teams play in. It's unbelievably hard.
For what?
This trivia on stadiums.
Well, are you going to ask about seat capacity?
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
He's gonna
I want exact.
He's going to ask, like, names or something, names of the stadium.
We'll see. But I want to know, who gets first pick on your thing this week? I do.
Bo.
I do.
Well, no, whoever has the better team gets the best pick. So.
Well, the teams aren't fully
they're not even
equipped.
And yeah.
My defensive team would destroy his
Because
team.
You say that.
I don't know.
Let's review one last time before we go to break.
We'll do it.
All right, fine. All right, guys, we are back, ready for segment two of today's episode. Let's have some fun. By the way, Dog, I do like where your head's at. Resale value is up. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'll start with some
I don't have anything.
First, so it's just me and Dog today. Okay, so Dog, you start, then I'll go.
Sorry, I had a late day, and I had to make you guys burgers.
Okay.
Speaking of this, we'll do some Would You Rathers to start us off. Would you rather win something solo or win something with a team?
Oh, win something with a team. All day.
A solo
the
means
the camaraderie, bro, or the victory and everything. That's what it's about. I mean, yeah, you win solo like a boxing match, a golf tournament, something like that. You're the man. I get it. But
yeah, I guess it would be.
Winning the Super Bowl, that's huge.
Yeah.
WrestleMania?
Royal it was so Rumble? Funny. Walk out of the garage, he's sitting there showing everybody Ultimate Warrior videos. Oh, hell yeah.
What? He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Would you rather have like a mediocre year, nothing crazy in a season, doesn't matter what sport?
Okay.
Or would you have like a really hot and cold season? Like when you're on fire. When you suck, you just suck.
Oh. So you got to go through the bad.
Yeah.
I would say good and bad. I'd be great, and then I'd be the shit because there's always something to talk about. Not some fly by the night, just guy just does his job.
Like a Ben Zobrist type?
Ben Zobrist, he shined. I mean, he shined more than he falled.
Yeah. He just had a mediocre.
That's hard. Never, who?
So what you're saying is you'd rather be a
somebody who just hits. Let's say okay.
1 month on fire, 1 month off. One month on fire, 1 month off.
Oof. Yeah,
because I think this is more of a baseball thing, is what you're talking about.
It could be any sport. I mean, you can go 2-3 games on, 2-3 games.
I mean, I'd like to be able to just stay on point for the whole season
and just coast along,
just making it happen all year.
I don't know. I'd like to have the pressure on, and if I didn't hit it, or if I didn't make it,
we just used him in the last segment. Alex Smith is a perfect example of that. He didn't blow out stats, didn't he? But he's consistent all year.
A game man. That's a game
or Mike Glennon. When he's on, he's on. Shout out to Mike
Glennon. That's true. Chris Sims. Tim Rattay.
Tom Tupa.
All right. Would you rather lose a fight or in hockey, right?
Okay.
Would you rather have a losing fight record with no missing teeth? Or have a winning fight record with missing
teeth. Winning, but it's also an understood. You're not a true hockey player unless you've got some fake teeth, bro. I mean, I've tried to prepare a tray for that. It's coming.
And how can you not lose fights or lose fights and still have all your teeth?
I mean, some guys go down quick.
Yeah, true. Yep. All right.
What hockey player has teeth?
I don't know of a hockey player that doesn't
have
goalies.
Teeth. The goalies are literally.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with good fight record.
Yeah.
So you're not going That's Pretty important. Boy Floyd. All right.
Yeah.
All
right. You're born without teeth, so what's the difference?
Dentures. All right. So we're going to jump into your guys' teams real quick, right?
Oh, you want to do that first? You want to get into my chips you don't know
shit?
Yeah,
let's do that.
Then we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because chips you don't know shit this week is about, like I said, the stadiums.
Say what?
Now, I have a range of 70-some questions. Obviously, I'm not going to ask them all. But
you got a whole pamphlet over there.
I look at the print job here. First question.
Let me see.
Let me give you.
Yeah, geez, what is
that?
Yeah,
basic.
Good God, did you invest in Schrute Farms?
Where did the Detroit Lions play their home games before they moved to Ford Field in 2002?
It was a dome.
Yes, it was.
What was the name of the stadium?
Yes. Yes, the stadium name.
Oh, man. What?
Ford Field.
No.
No. If you listen to the question, home games before their move to Ford Field in 2002.
They played where the Detroit Tigers played.
Well, that's true.
Or no.
What was the name?
No, that was the Vikings. Or, no. Vikings and
three.
Twins played.
Two.
I can't.
Who really watched Detroit anyway?
Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh, yeah.
Pontiac Stadium where NFL used most of its Pro Bowl.
Honolulu.
That is correct. It is in Honolulu. What is the name of the stadium? Is the question.
Rainbow Warriors.
Hawaii Stadium?
I have no idea.
It's the college.
Aloha State. Man, for
That's
being
what
a pro
I said.
Ball,
I just
terrible.
Said.
Did you?
I said Hawaii. Aloha Stadium.
Did you? Man, you're such a liar. What was home to the Colts in the 2008 season? Think about it.
What was home to the Colts?
In the 2008 season.
Is that where Lucas Field?
Lucas Oil. No, he said Lucas Field. It's Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil Field, same.
Is it not Lucas Oil anymore?
No, it is Lucas Oil Stadium.
So what? That's a twist.
Before it. Don't worry. That could come up in the later questions, Captain Know-It-All. All right. Where did Arizona Cardinals play?
Where?
What's the name of the stadium?
Jet Life? Or Gillette? Gillette?
Incorrect. This is terrible.
Oh, the Phoenix, Arizona University or whatever it's called.
Yes, that is correct. University of Phoenix.
Come on,
Which
man.
Which team called the FedEx Field its home? It was renamed in 1999.
FedEx.
Chicago?
No.
No.
Baltimore?
No. Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Moving up there.
Stadium on the shores
wait,
of
wait, wait, wait. Who was it?
What?
The football team?
Oh. Stadium on the shores of Lake Michigan, 250-foot granite wall with sculptures of American servicemen and servicemen, or servicewomen and men. What is this?
The Bears, dude.
That is correct.
Soldier Field.
That is also correct. This one, you guys better get. Jaguars share their home stadium each year with an event that was once known as the world's largest cocktail party.
Florida, Georgia.
That's correct. 2008 was the home to two NFL teams. What stadium?
Hold on, say that again.
In 2008, this was home to two NFL teams.
Oh, it was obviously the Jaguars.
Nope.
I feel like Minnesota was in there because they lost.
Giants and Jets.
Giants and Jets.
Team most famous cheerleaders, Dallas Cowgirls. How did they call the home from 1971 to 2008? What was the name of their stadium?
Whoa.
I mean, this one's kind of like a given.
Jerry's
Something's
World?
With a star.
I don't. Who cares about the Cowboys?
Well, you obviously do, Dak.
Yeah, no, right? What the hell was that about?
Yeah, no, this was
Jerry World.
No, Texas Stadium. Which Florida city is a suburb named Brandon Wesley Chapel? Did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play their home games?
Ray J. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's pretty sure. No, that's Del Mabry. That's Tampa. That scores.
2009. Naming rights to the stadium was purchased by Anheuser-Busch, and the place was named for the beer sold under Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville brand. It's in Miami.
No, whatever.
What is the name of it?
Hard Rock.
Not the Hard Rock. It's the Marlins Stadium.
Landshark. Yeah. Chiefs play in what stadium?
Arrowhead.
That's correct.
Big Chiefs fan.
Seattle Seahawks. From 2004 to 2011, their stadium
Superdome.
Was named.
What was that last
2004 time? To 2011. What was their stadium named?
No Super Bowls?
No, it's...
Starts with a Q, I'll give you that.
Quanquam or
Quequam.
That was San Diego.
Quanquat.
Quest Field.
Quest.
Yeah, they were on a quest.
Baltimore
right.
Ravens Stadium. God, man, you guys really need to brush up on this.
How?
Why?
That's M&T.
Who cares?
Philadelphia Eagles play where?
Veterans.
No.
Lincoln. No.
Yes.
The vet got shut down by Rondé Barber in the 2002 Bucks. Baby.
All right, we just said this one. San Diego Chargers.
Quanquam.
Qualcomm. New England Patriots called them home in 2006.
Fox.
Cincinnati Bengals.
they have a team still? That's a team?
Chad Ochocinco's. I don't know. That's
Paul Brown's.
The land of Joe Burrow.
2005, which NFL stadium had the largest capacity?
In 2005,
91,000 people.
Green Bay.
No. Hold on. Ray J's at like 67.
San Francisco?
No.
Vikings.
FedEx Field.
FedEx.
Washington.
Washington football team. Reliance Stadium. Which AFC South team?
Texans.
That is correct. Denver Surface. What is it known?
Kumau Maha.
What is the surface of their stadium known as?
Turf grass.
Smurf turf.
They play like Smurfs.
What about Smelly Eggs?
Heinz Field?
Ketchup.
Monster.
I said ketchup. I know. I was so down my nose.
Monster Park.
Monster Park?
Oh.
Is that some Disney movie you watch with your kids?
Monster Park.
Must be from a non-Super Bowl winning team. That's called Monster Park?
That's what it was, yeah.
That's what it was or is?
I know. Now it's called
When did you get
Levi's
these facts?
Stadium or something. Like
yeah,
that.
Levi. That's what I was going to say. Monster Park.
This stadium, the longest continuously occupied playing venue in the NFL in 2009. It's been around since 1957.
Lambeau.
That's correct.
Green Bay.
North Carolina Panthers.
Suck.
Name of their stadium.
Shitty.
Hold on. The Cat House. Bank of America.
Isn't that where they had Remember the Titans? Or what was it? Shane Falco. What was that? Replacements. The Replacements should replace the Panthers.
I think that was... Yeah, that was kind of the last one. You guys were terrible.
I mean, I think I got some.
Metrodome.
Twins. Minnesota. Vikings.
Well, it's
I got one for you.
What?
Who's the only team to host Super Bowl and win it?
I know. I'm going the Bucks.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Well, I didn't even bother to write down when you guys got correct answers because you didn't get that much.
You're too busy flipping papers.
I thought I was pretty good. I thought I
you've been watching football your whole life.
Yeah.
And you don't know the name of the stadiums that the people play in?
Do you know what stringers are on a boat?
Yes. Yeah.
What are they? Yeah. Ship.
Stringers?
Yeah.
That's where you tie the cleat. That's
where you has to do with fishing, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of information that we retain that just, you know. I bet you, I give you that list next week and you won't know anything.
You want to bet?
Nope. Because okay. You'll go home and study it.
All right, so let's go back to picking the teams. I get to pick first. Let's go.
No, Bo gets to pick first. No. And I'm going to announce your team. We got championship team.
Championships team. What is it?
And then we got Bo's Buccaneers.
All right.
Buddies.
Both Buccaneer buddies.
No buddy.
No, it's got buddies. Go ahead.
All right, so Chip, you got Devin White, Devontae David,
boom.
Dexter Jackson, Vita Vea, JPP, Rondé Barber,
boom.
Sean Murphy Bunting,
God, God.
Chris Conte, Booger McFarlane, Noah Spence, and Quan Alexander.
I mean, dude,
Chris Conte
listen
is,
to that team.
Chris Conte is by far the worst defensive
all right,
player.
All let's
listen got Derek Brooks.
Say something.
Hardy Nickerson, Antoine Winfield,
I don't need nobody else.
Warren Sapp. Simeon Rice.
Don't even need him.
Tlaib.
Don't need him.
Carlton Davis. Savvy Piscatelli.
Oh, there's yours.
Brian Price.
There's another.
I don't need any.
Brad Culpepper. Shelton Corbs.
Give me 55. That's it.
All right. Well, you're down. I'm down one. You're down two.
So,
you're down a lot more.
We're
now.
Jumping into offense this week.
All right.
Get interesting.
I'll pick
huge.
Like I said, the Bucks are known for defense. I give you a lot of good defense.
This should
players.
Be really good.
I'll pick first. Here we go.
So, Bo goes first.
All right. I'll pick first.
Sean King. Mike Glennon.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
What Sean King version?
You're just picking him.
Go ahead, bro. Pick first. What you got, man?
I'm probably rolling Sean King.
I would, too. All day. All right, so I got Glennon. Winner. Winning.
You're going to like this one.
All right.
Josh Freeman, Jameis Winston.
Oh, Josh Freeman. Take Jameis Winston, put him back in his mother's
You can
pool.
Take him, too. No, I'll take him.
Send him back to Florida State.
All right, Bo, here we go. We got LeGarrette Blount, Leonard Fournette.
That's crappy.
God,
yeah,
those are, like, kind of equal.
I'm happy either way, so go ahead.
Yeah. I'll take 27.
Okay.
They both are 27.
I know, so I'll take both of them. I don't know. Give me Fournette.
Good with one. Got it.
All right, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was my all-time favorite August player. Ernest Graham.
Boom, goal, told you.
Or Doug Martin. Ernest Graham or Doug Martin.
Ernest Graham.
All right, Bo.
Wait, Ernest Graham over Doug Martin?
Yeah.
Ooh, what is this, preseason?
Yeah.
Mute his mic. Turn him off. How are you taking? How are you taking Doug Martin over Ernest Graham?
Doug Martin?
Yeah, bro.
How many?
It's not like he blew
how
it
many
out.
Yards did Ernest Graham run for in the preseason compared to Doug Martin in the regular season? Then you're talking.
What
did Ernest Graham play in the regular season at all?
I think 1 year. Year
bro.
10.
Bro.
Look up his stats. I think he's got 2,000
yards. Look
out,
Doug Martin. What did he get? What,
bro.
2,100 1 year?
Yeah.
1,800?
Yeah, and he was there for about 3 years. Next.
Yeah, but he ran.
Next.
Michael Clayton or Mike Williams?
Is that me or him?
That's on you, bro.
Me? I got to go with Clayton. Goal again. Told you, boom. 2-1 Lightning.
Mike Williams was nice.
He was nice.
All
what
right.
Number was he? What college? 19 Syracuse.
Okay, wow. Touche.
All right.
He must have been really paying attention. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Chip. And this one's a good one right here. We got Mr. Scotty Miller or Adam Humphries.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Don't you
I
dare
mean,
what?
Take
Scooter?
They're both like neck and neck.
Look at watch this goal, Sean. Off the wow.
Good one.
That's cool. Dog.
Redirect.
Huh?
That's dog. Not Sean.
Scotty Miller.
To go with
Adam Humphrey.
Just because I know it will frustrate him, I'll go with Scooter. All right, I'll pick next, too. What do you got?
No burgers
that's,
for
him. That was it for offense.
All right, so let's go.
No tight ends?
No, we'll do some more wide receivers, yeah. Tight ends, and some O linemen.
Yeah, I got a fullback.
So give me my offensive fullbacks. Team so far.
All right. Starting with Mike Glennon.
Huge.
Josh Freeman.
Oh, gosh.
Ernest Graham.
Uh-huh.
LeGarrette Blount.
Uh-huh.
Mike Williams.
Okay.
And Scotty Miller.
That's the last three are solid.
Bo's got Sean King, Jameis Winston, mm-hmm. Doug Martin.
Run it.
Leonard Fournette.
Run that.
And Adam Humphries.
Run that.
Right. I mean,
about Mike Clayton and
Oh yeah, sorry. Mike Clayton. That was it.
Okay.
Like that squad.
Do you?
I kind of do more than Ernest Graham.
Why are you making fun of Ernest Graham?
It's just a funny thing.
Check his stats. I mean, Ernest
right,
Graham
you know
was,
what?
He,
I'm
was
tired
he was
of
a Gator.
This.
He was a Gator. He used to be my favorite preseason running back.
34.
Yeah, he would just pound the rock. You know, a third, fourth quarter of the preseason.
All right, let's see. 2000. So he was in Tampa for 8 seasons.
Yeah, one good year. 2007, decent. Not too bad.
2,000 yards rushing total.
15 touchdowns in how many years?
Yard scrimmage, 12-22.
Okay. Now compare that to Doug Martin's.
Do what?
Compare this to Doug Martin's.
All right.
Ernest Graham, Doug Martin.
All right, Ernest Graham. Where's Doug Martin's?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, it's just saying Ernest Graham was better because he was just saying rank the players number one.
Ernest Graham did not run for more yards than Doug Martin. Compares to
no, Doug Martin ran for like $2,000 one year,
yeah.
I think, right? Or right under it.
Here we go, 2012, 2018. Total yards, 1,400. Twice. So it's not like he blew it out. Look, 400.
Twice as many touchdowns. A lot more yards. A lot more scrimmage yards.
In an additional year. That's not anything extravagant.
Before we get off the Bucks in this little subject, did you guys see Gerald McCoy want to come back? He'd love to come back as a Buccaneer.
I'd love to come back as a Buccaneer.
I know you still are riding.
So
the KC
let's just
wave.
Throw it out here right now. Dog, Gerald McCoy, back or no?
He better take a good discount if he wants to come back. Nope. He ain't getting paid what he thinks he wants or whatever it wants. Like you're playing a backup rotational, kind of like how Nunez Roaches played last year.
Yeah,
like you're not
that's
starter.
That's a nice rotational player, though. I'll give you that.
No, I agree. It would be. You know, you bring back Sue, you bring back Will Golston, then you go inside Gerald McCoy for 1 year, $1 million.
But now let me ask you this: if Gerald McCoy never played for us and just had the career he did, do you bring him here?
If he never played
if he
for
never
us,
played for us, had the same exact career.
Yeah,
this,
he had a great start to his career.
Yeah, he
great
did.
Start. But
he
I'm
did.
Saying it now. At the way
rotational.
What did he
rotational.
Do last year? He got hurt.
He hurt his leg in training camp.
Yeah.
He tore his ACL.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even the year before that in Carolina, he did nothing there. He had the worst rushing defense.
I think he had like 3 sacks against
one
Jameis
can't
Winston.
Do that himself.
But at the same time as a rotational guy, I mean, if he did it, if it was a, you know.
This is a business. This isn't friends and family, man.
Yeah, I know. But if it's rotation, yeah. Obviously, no one's going to get in the way of Sue and Vita. Then you got to bring back Will Golston. You got JPP, you got Anthony Nelson. You might get lucky and get Shaq Barrett. If you get Shaq Barrett, then you're definitely out the window.
I don't know. I just don't see a need for it.
You just got something against the guy.
I mean, I met him at the airport, but I just –
the more and more about this Dak contract, I'm sorry.
I love
126 guaranteed.
I love it.
That's
because
crazy.
It's just – they're going to just – what are they going to do? You think he's going to take him to the Super Bowl?
When your little brother gets the call, let's go, Dak, time to win the Dallas Cowboys a Super Bowl. Bro, you could have done that how many years so far?
Well, so say that. They think him getting this contract is just puts the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, how does that happen?
You know they are third on the list for the team that's going to improve the most this year. Shouldn't you be, like,
I'm telling you right now,
already improved?
If they don't win 10 games next year.
They're not winning 10 games.
If they don't win 10 games next year, they are going to be in a lot of trouble. They'll wipe out
play
too.
Them. We play them.
Cowboys, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that. I want to see what Dak does.
Oh, God.
That boy 4-5-4 are going
to
come after him.
I'd like to still see 56, 58, 90, 93. I'd like to see him.
I think 93 will be here.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't see 93 going. I don't think he wants to go anywhere.
No, Sue already said he wants to come back.
I like we said, though, at the beginning, I think everybody wants to come back. It's just, can we make it happen? Come on, Jason Light. Come on.
Well, you already know Mike will he'll restructure his contract. Tom is in the talks of restructuring his as well. If Tom restructures his 3 years, 33,
boom.
35 mil.
Boom.
Yeah.
You know, you could get some extra money. Boom. I mean, and then you never know what Cam Brake can restructure, or they could release him. There's some other guys that they can restructure.
Trust the process.
I'm going to, and we're going to see what happens. Gentlemen, you got anything left?
Go Rays, go Lightning, go Bucks.
How do these people get a hold of us?
Yeah. You can always follow us on social media, Instagram or Twitter. We've been active lately. You can always text us at 727-388-1644. Call us anytime. Bo will pick up. He'll make you a Bo burger and deliver it for $5.99 at 844-542-4111.
That's $5.99.99.
It's so worth
Boom.
It. So worth it.
I mean, that'd be $60 Bo burger.
No, $5.99.99. That's $599.99.
Oh, yeah. Definitely worth it.
Who do you think you are, Dak Prescott?
Yeah, Dak would need one.
I can ask for it, right?
You can ask.
I can ask for it.
All right, guys, I'm glad we're back. What are we going to do? Are we going to do this next week? Are we going to go biweekly here until the seasons kick off? I kind of understand. I mean, you got the Lightning that's kind of middle of season, roughly, maybe. You got spring training and –
still taking along. So, I mean, if we got breaking news, I say we break it in, but – you know, let's just go with the flow.
So we're going to go do game time decision next week?
Game time decision.
All right, boys.
Hopefully see you guys. All right.